Yeah.
Okay.
We're going back to the original stack, yes.
Okay, but what I'm saying is, are we breaking this up, or we're just including the language as recommended by the committee? So it's the original stack.
Is the original what you proposed?
Okay, so just those three things was the paragraph about the direct supervision of business managers, and also the salary 100 to 115 DOE, and July 31st as the deadline.
Yes. Next, who's next on the stack?
Carolyn.
Carolyn. This is the original motion. You were next on the stack.
I'm sorry for. She does attention.
Okay. Next person.
Mr. Prophet.
Mr. Prophet.
Just a fairly small item. I would I'd ask some member to make a motion to move the CPA preferred number 8 specification towards the second page. Move that up higher. I would suggest it be actually number 2 in the list, and I would change the wording to say CPA experience strongly preferred, and that should be number 2, followed by everything else moved down by 1. The minimum requirements of the job.
Okay, could you write that up, and someone will move that, I assume? I'm not sure if you can make a motion.
I can't. I'm asking a member to do it.
Okay, Mark?
I said so moved.
Okay, was there a second? Okay, is there any objection to that language?
I need it.
Okay, without objection, could you write it up and send it to the secretary?
Okay, I'm trying.
Okay, the next person on the stack.
I'm sorry, can I just ask for a comment?
Yes.
So we're striking it as number 8.
Right.
Because it's already there, it's preferred as number 8. So we're moving it to number 1 and striking it from number 8?
Number 2.
Number 2 under minimum requirements.
Moving or replacing?
Well, moving everything else down. That's what's hard to phrase,
right,
I guess.
I think right now we have CPA preferred as number 8, so I assume we're striking that.
That's right.
And moving it up.
Yeah. And CPA strongly.
Okay, we're moving it from 8 to 2 and enhancing it.
That's right.
Yes.
Comment.
Okay. Do you have a point of inquiry, Carolyn, or what?
No, I'd like you to start.
Okay.
Well, first of all, that motion was approved, so.
No, this is for the original, and we're done for.
No, I'm just correcting what Mr. Mark. I just want to correct for the record that was approved. The motion that Mr. Prophet. Proposed and Mr.
Yes,
Martin made. I just
no
want
objection.
To correct that without objection. So the next person we had on the stack.
We actually expired time for the extension.
Mr. Chair, I move a 10-minute extension.
We've been moved for 10 minutes. Is there a second? Is there any objection to extending for 10 minutes? Without objection. The next person on the stack was?
Pete.
I was just going to say that I think it, for the skills that we need for the next CFO, it would be important to list a strong degree of masochism.
No, that's in the ED description.
Okay.
Because you're gonna have to have a huge number of bills with a lack of money to be able to pay for it. You're gonna be eviscerated, written up in blogs, personally attacked, and held accountable for the various states of disrepair of the 5 stations under you. So I just think a strong degree of masochism. If we could put that in there, that'd be very helpful.
Okay. Thank you. Next person on the stack.
It's myself. Hi, Brenda, KPFK. I'm actually going to move to split all the sections. I think it's important because I don't think everyone will approve of everything that is being proposed on the CFO job description changes. So I'm actually moving to divide all of them.
I don't see how.
Okay.
From a perspective of.
Can I explain why?
Yes. Could you explain how?
So, for example, somebody mentioned something about the salary. Then somebody it could also be that people want to extend the deadline for applying to the position, and
we are taking them one at a time.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Okay. Next person, was anybody else on the stand?
Carolyn.
Carolyn?
Thank you.
Yes, we have Lydia's original motion.
I would like to look at number six, experience with multi-unit budgeting and reporting, strongly preferred. I think some of our problems over the past year have been with exactly that, managing the multi-unit staff, the absence of staff, the duplication of staff. So instead of strongly preferred, I would like to make that essential. I don't know if the perhaps personnel committee talked about that, but I think that that was a real problem and we need to address it simply because we have so many units without full-time financial officers, and it's different accounting systems. It's a mess. So I wonder if that would suit anyone else's interests to make that required, not preferred. Number six. Okay. I'm moving that we change it to required instead of strongly preferred. Thank you.
You're moving to require number six to number be required six. Instead of preferred.
Yes, is there
a second to that?
You mean the old number six?
The old number six on page three, yes.
I say, is there a second to that? We don't have a second, so we're going to have to move on. Next person on the stack?
Brian.
Sorry for stealing your thunder, Robert, but
I'm all happy to go do it.
I'd like to propose we drop the low end of the salary range to $80,000, and if there is a second, we'll motivate it.
Is there a second? Okay, yes. Could you motivate that?
Well, a couple things. I think, first of all, because of our reputation and how we treat our officers, we shouldn't be limiting unnecessarily the range of people who we might consider. We can hope for someone who's very dedicated to Pacifica's mission and willing to work for less than their pay grade, or we might wind up looking at someone who's at the very low end of the experience we're looking for but seems very promising and is looking at Pacifica as a step up. In the context of our current financial crisis, we have managers all over the network who have voluntarily cut their pay, including our last CFO, and an executive director who has accepted a salary that is far below his personal pay history. And I don't think we should limit ourselves to only paying six figures and up.
Okay. It has been seconded, or seconded by George. Is there anyone want to speak to that? Do you have a stack?
Jenna Kay.
Okay, Jenna Kay.
Well, I completely disagree with what my colleague just described as why, we may not be able to attract somebody who would. Anyway, I think that we need a high quality CFO, and I think we should be willing to pay for it because it's an investment. We really need our finances together. So we need to invest in that. So I will vote against it.
Anyone else wish to speak to this? No one else wish to speak to that? Mr. Mark?
We're not changing the high end. I think the key here is that CPA preferred. I think that you're in six figures with a CPA, and I think you're not in six figures with not a CPA.
Okay. Anyone else wish to speak on this item? Mr. Prophet.
I think this just gives flexibility to the hiring committee. I find nothing objectionable to it. So it just gives flexibility.
Okay. No further discussion on this item. We'll go to the vote. I think the thing that was proposed was the lowering the salary range to 80.
No, the bottom.
I'm sorry, the bottom. The bottom to 80. Okay, everyone understand what we're voting on?
Yep. Alan.
Alan says yes.
Is there objection?
Yes.
Okay, Madam Secretary.
Yes.
Alan votes yes. Argueta.
Yes.
Argueta votes yes. Burden.
Yes.
Burden, yes. Brazan. Brazan passes. Jim Brown?
Yes.
Yes. Steve Brown? Oh, right. Casnave?
Yes.
Casnave votes yes. Coleman?
Yes.
Coleman votes yes. Diaz?
I.
Diaz votes yes. Edwards Tiekert?
Yes.
Edwards Tiekert votes yes. Fuentes?
Yes.
Fuentes votes yes. Coven votes no. Mark?
Mark
Mark votes yes.
Mark votes yes. Medina?
No.
Medina votes no. Norman?
I'll wait.
Oh, you'll wait. Rabin?
Yes.
Rabin votes yes. Ryder?
Yes.
Ryder votes yes. Roberts?
Yes.
Roberts votes yes. Tucker?
Abstain.
Tucker abstains. Wilkinson?
Yes.
Wilkinson votes yes. Brazan, you passed.
I abstain.
Brazan abstains. Okay, one moment. I have 14 yes, 2 no, and 2 abstain.
Chair votes yes.
Sorry?
Votes
Chair
yes.
Yeah. Chair, Norman votes yes. That's 15, 2, and 2.
Okay, we're back to the original. Do we have a stack pending? We only got 2 or 3 minutes left?
We have 2 minutes and 10 seconds.
Okay. So we'll go to the recommendation proposed by the chair of the Personnel Committee. We'll take a vote on the full motion as amended.
Okay. Point of information.
Yes, do it.
I would just like to know, what is the difference between number 7 as it stands, the substantive difference? And I get that there's, instead of assist with the hiring of the local station business managers, the CFO is going to be made essentially responsible for that. I think I got that. But there's a bunch of other wording in there, and I didn't quite understand it. I would just take like a moment for what does it mean?
Okay, so like a month or two ago, we passed a motion at the PMB, and it's that motion that is changing the language in there. And so we took the elements of that motion and incorporated it so that instead of the general manager, who is not required to have any financial background other than perhaps budgeting experience, hiring and supervising the business managers exclusively, and also the things for which we have been cited over the years repeatedly, which is when the CFOs are unable to have the cooperation or supervise the business managers, and so therefore they feel no responsibility to reporting to the CFO and producing those records in a timely fashion, that motion was passed. So it now reads, directly supervise all accounting functions by station business managers, participate in evaluations of all station business managers, approve the hires and or termination of all business managers.
Where are we?
That substitutes, sorry, and that substitutes assist with the hiring of local business managers. So it's no longer just assisting.
Point of information?
Yes.
Could someone who has that language on the computer send it to the rest of us? It was.
Is it on the computer?
Oh, it's in the new one?
If someone could send the motion that we passed at the PMB also.
Okay. And we're now out of time. We'll have to go to the vote on the recommendation for the as amended from the chair of the Personnel Committee. Okay, we'll now go to the vote on the full motion with the amendments recommended by the chair of the Personnel Committee. Everyone understands?
By the Personnel Committee.
Everyone understands what we're voting on? Okay, Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Allen passes.
Allen passes. Argueta?
Yes.
Argueta votes yes. Burden?
Okay.
Burden passes. Brazan?
Yes.
Brazan votes yes. Jim Brown?
Yes.
Jim Brown votes yes. Steve Brown?
No.
Steve Brown votes no. Casnave?
Yes.
Casnave votes yes. Coleman?
Pass.
Coleman passes. Diaz? Diaz votes yes. Edwards Tiekert?
Yes.
Edwards Tiekert votes yes. Fuentes?
Yes.
Fuentes votes yes. Coburn votes yes. Mark?
Yes.
Mark votes yes. Medina?
Yes.
Medina votes yes. Rabin?
Yes.
Rabin votes yes. Ryder?
Yes.
Ryder votes yes. Roberts?
Yes.
Roberts, sorry?
Yes.
Roberts votes yes. Tucker?
Yes.
Tucker votes yes. Wilkinson?
Yes.
Wilkinson votes yes. Allen, you passed?
Allen says yes.
Allen votes yes. Burden, you passed?
I'm going to vote no.
Burden votes no. Coleman, you passed?
I passed. I'll vote yes.
Coleman votes yes. One moment. I have 17 yes, 2 no, 0 abstain. Chair Norman, do you wish to vote? Norman votes yes, so that's 18 yes, 2 no, 0 abstentions.
I'd like to make a quick announcement before, so that people don't leave who are in the audience. This evening, everyone is invited to, since I don't know if everyone saw the written agenda, to an evening with Frida Kahlo by Gregorio Luque, and the dinner will be, everything will be about half an hour later than originally planned. It will be in this room. We're going to break down the tables and blah, 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 and have a Mexican dinner, margaritas, cocktails at approximately 6:30, and the program will start about 7 to 7:30. It's an odd... It's an audio-visual presentation, but everyone is welcome. Thank you. And we're going to move on to the agenda now.
I have a question.
Pardon?
I have a question. It's what time is going to be public comment?
Pardon?
What time is going to be public comment?
Well, we have all these.
Yes, that's what we're looking at.
That's what we're looking at.
Okay. No, but we had a public comment for. We're looking that up now, but we're going to go on to the next motion. We made all of the adjustments to the agenda. And
we have two sets of public comment, but I'm not sure. What
yeah, the I'll fix it. What's the next agenda item? Number four? What is number four? Number four?
Madam
going
Chair?
Going once, going twice, it's serene.
I move that we suspend the rules in order to take public comment until the stack is exhausted for the day.
No, we're going to go to Serene's motion while we figure out the public comment that we moved from for that we had on the agenda for today. Go ahead, Serene.
Point of personal privilege.
Yes.
I can see a lot of people here have hit the wall. Everybody take two deep breaths and excuse me as I go up in the hall.
Yeah, we all kind of had to. We all did that. We were dying here. Okay, so. Okay, go ahead, Serene. Serene, you're on if everyone can.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't have internet access, but everyone has this motion because we've been looking at it for more than a year. It's the SCA motion from the WBI LSB. And I have a question. I want to make some amendments to it because it's quite old in terms of dates. So do I need to read it straight and then make my changes? Or can I incorporate my changes? Or just identify my changes?
And it's a sideband motion. And the total time is 12 minutes, so you decide.
Okay, so we don't actually need to read the motion. I'll just explain very briefly what it is. I believe most of our stations, not necessarily all, but most of our stations have the ability to, on that frequency, our regular frequency, using a special radio, we can rent up to, well, in our case, we have two, what Mr. Prophet prefers for us to refer to as sub carriers, but which those of us who are not so radio bound call sidebands,
Sideband is something else.
I said we're not too radio savvy, John. Thank you, but you can't interrupt my motion. You're on my time. Thanks. Okay, so these subcarrier / sidebands plus whatever it is that allows people to go to 99.5 on their specially equipped radios, and the Haitian community in Brooklyn uses them like a lot, so I hear it a lot, and get a broadcast on what is ordinarily off frequency. Okay, we rent those. In the case of New York, I know we have two. I don't know that every other station has one, but I know that in the 8th month report that we just got, in terms of finances, it was almost $200,000. So we're not saying that that money, which currently goes to national, should now go to the individual stations. I'm merely saying that credit for that money should apply to the central services that stations are required that stations pay in terms of our common charges at the national office. So the motion asks, and this is a 2013 motion. I'm in the process of changing the dates. The motion had previously asked that of the amount, 99% would be credited towards the stations, and asks for certain information within certain periods of time. So we want copies of all contracts. Initially, it was within 21 days, recognizing there's a lot happening at the national office, 45 days. If someone wants to amend that, that's fine. We're also asking for an accounting going back. At the time, we had asked for 4 years. At this point, we're asking for since October 1st, 2013, which was the beginning of the fiscal year then, including, you know, any billings, payments of legal and collection fees, maintenance, and so on and so forth, that information be sent to the GMs and the LSB and to the PNB within 90 days of passage of the motion, and stating specifically that pending and future contracts are to be signed, that pending and future contracts are to be signed by both national and local management with adequate and reasonable submission to the respective LSB and to the PNB for advance feedback and review. I'm sorry, advance review and feedback.
Okay. So the stack is I saw Pete first, then I saw Brian, then I saw Margie, then I saw Janet C.
Yeah, I was just curious if it was possible to get Mr. Proffitt's response to this motion.
Sure. It's all Pacifica, was my response. How it's credited and so forth, I think it's just it's bookkeeping. No. And to give credit from the sub carrier revenue against the station's central services seems unexceptional to me. I have no objection personally, but other folks want to speak who've been here longer and they have a more history to report to, so they could address it.
Thank you.
Sure.
Okay, Brian.
How many people have the language of the motion in front of them?
No, it's not in the packet.
Well, I have a recommendation, but do people want me to read it first? I have it pulled up, the actual language. What's that? I pulled up an old email, because Serene sent it out several times.
It's on the May 21st agenda, draft agenda.
I see retention and destruction.
Hey, should I read it? I mean...
Oh, yes. Read it. Sorry.
Okay. I don't want to give up my space on the stack, but I don't want us to just, like, you know, be spinning
right.
our wheels.
Okay. Read it. What happened?
Okay. The language is that the WBAI LSB recommends to the Pacifica National Board that it approve a policy that 99% of SCA rental fees due as of October 1st, 2013 for use of any station sidebands shall be credited retroactively if necessary to that station's current central services accounts, and that 1% shall go...
Excuse me, Brian, can you pause? Mila, can you say that site where the audience is, please? And
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, so, Mila, if you don't, no, Mila, you know where you were filming before, over by the door. That's really good for us, okay? Because that way you're not blocking the listeners and, yeah. No, she did not. So. It is, but I'll allow it as long as, Mila, as long as you have to stay away from the tables and you have to not interfere with either the personal space of directors or the audience, please. Thank you.
I don't really want somebody standing over my shoulder with my laptop and my papers. I'm sorry.
Okay. Then, Mila, how about going over to over there? Find a spot or stand farther back. Thank you. Okay.
No, over there. She can be on that corner.
Okay. Brian, now you can keep reading.
Okay. 99% of SCA rental fees due as of October 1st, 2013 for use of any station sidebands shall be credited retroactively if necessary to that station's current central services account and 1% to the national office, with copies of all existing contracts being submitted to the respective general manager and local station board and to the PNB within 21 days of its passage of this motion, and that an accounting of all SCA-related income and expenses since January 2009, including billing and payment of legal and collection fees and maintenance and upgrade costs, and any other expense, be submitted to the respective general manager and LSB and to the PNB within 45 days of its passage of this motion, and further, that pending and future contracts are to be signed by both national and local management with adequate and reasonable submission to the respective LSB and to the PNB for advance review and feedback. So that's the language. And what I want to propose...
Are you using your stack time?
Yeah, now he's...
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you for checking in. What I want to propose is that we refer this to the Finance Committee for a recommendation with how to implement it without adversely affecting the budget of the national office. And if there's a second, I will motivate.
Second.
To refer this to the Finance Committee with a directive to figure out how to implement it without adversely impacting the budget of the national office. So since there's a second, I'll motivate.
Okay.
The principle to me that the stations that operate in more expensive areas get more money from SCA but have to pay more money to keep their transmitter up, that they should get a big chunk of their SCA money credited to them, makes total sense. If we implement that in isolation, however, we take $300,000 out of the national office budget. So we have to do this at the same time as an adjustment to the central services structure, right? And I think that's the intent of Serene. Separate from that, there's information in here about compiling detailed financial data going back to 2009. And while I think in the abstract it would be very good for that to be compiled, we are thinly staffed at the finance level and they have higher priorities in the months to come, including getting us through the audit that will get our CPB money restored. So what I'm asking the board to do is say that it agrees with the principle of this, which is to restructure how SCA fees are credited, and task the committee with coming up with a way to implement it. And that'll be part of our discussion about what the central services formula will be that we recommend when we bring you budgets for the coming fiscal year.
So this is an amendment?
It's a, no, motion to refer to committee.
Okay, motion to refer to committee. It's been seconded. We're going to take a stack on this.
Yes.
Okay.
I want to.
Okay, do we have we have a list of the stack?
Yeah, so we have Serene, and then Miss. Did you want to read?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, please.
And then Marty.
You already had me there.
Sorry, this is a new stack.
Oh.
Okay.
So Serene, take it away.
Serene.
Okay, so thanks. I will point out that I did say that there were amendments to the motion, so that we're not asking for information back to 2009. It would be October 1st, 2013. It would be 90%.
Excuse me. Can we stop? This is not improper.
This is harassment. You're going to have to move.
I'm sorry. Could we?
Bella, don't push.
Can we get order? Order. Let's not get physical. Could you nicely ask her?
She has been asked.
Well, let's not get physical. I don't.
I agree.
Okay. All right, we're going to proceed. Could we have order? Could we have order? Could you please, madam, could you please respect?
Yes.
Okay.
Please move to the other second.
Can you move this?
Oh, please. Get out of life.
Could you please? Okay.
It's not.
Please, could you just step out and let's take a break? Just step out. Okay. We're going to proceed with the meeting. We're going to proceed with, we only have 30 seconds. Someone want to extend the time, but we're going to proceed with Serene.
Okay. So I would like to amend.
Order.
I would like to amend Brian's motion to refer, to ask that it be the first item on the agenda of the next Finance Committee meeting, and that it be returned, which is what, the 20-something? And that it be the first item on the PNB's open agenda on July 9th.
Is there a motion to extend time on swimming out of time?
I did, 15 minutes.
Okay.
You weren't recognized, though.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Yeah.
Is there any objection to extending 15 minutes?
We don't mean on this item.
Without objection. The time period that we were out of. But now I'm confused. Serene, you're making an amendment to Brian's motion again. What's your amendment?
Okay. I'm saying this motion has been around for almost 2 years, and I would like it voted on as soon as possible. Brian is bringing a motion to refer because...
With guidance.
And I'm saying, fine, the NFC meets in 2 weeks from last Tuesday. It should be the first item of business, and it should be the first item of business when it comes to the next PNB meeting, because my recommendation is that it take effect in October. We're planning budgets. We need to be clear.
I'm just getting what your amendment is. I'm just confused.
And I thought I just said that.
I'm confused because you succinctly state exactly what is your amendment to his amendment.
So I'll try to give a slightly longer, succinct response this time. That it be the first business of item... Item of business. You see, I've been here too long. First thing that the NFC deals with at its next meeting, which is a week from this coming Tuesday, and the first item that the PNB deals with on July 9th.
And you recommend that his motion to postpone be the first item?
No. I will agree. I am agreeing to refer it to the NFC, provided the NFC deals with it first, and then the PNB deals with it first.
Okay.
Because it's money.
I got it. Okay, that was a second?
Second.
Okay, is there any objection to that?
I
okay, we'll go to a stack. Can we take a stack on this?
So a new stack on Serene's amendment.
And may I join that staff?
So Teresa, Janice.
I thought that Brian offered a very good idea of how to deal with this. You know, I have motions that don't go the way that I want. But I don't think that you have to burden it by some sort of qualification to make it the highest priority of the finance. I personally think that the highest priority of finance should be to say, find out where we need to get the money to pay the auditor so we get our CPB money. So I say no to the amendment.
Can you take some measures? Or I need to call the
police. Can we get someone from security or someone to politely ask her to not bother? Okay. Could someone in the building call someone to speak with her or take her aside?
Chair.
Mr. Chair.
No, I'm not going to suspend.
Mr. Chair.
Adriana, do you want to change places?
Point of personal privilege.
But however they deal, we can't go on with a meeting with a complete disruption in that.
I'm just trying to defuse it.
Okay, so we're going to proceed now with the meeting. Teresa, we have to...
My point is, I don't think we need this amendment. I think we understand that it's a high priority with finance, which has other priorities, and I don't want to go into details about, what should be the number of the items that finance deals with. But I think they can deal with it. It sounds like he's demonstrated that their finance is willing to deal with it. Thank you.
Next person on the stack.
Janice.
Right. I support Brian's motion, but... this amendment to it, I mean the motion to refer to the Finance Committee, is kind of trying to dictate the agendas of the Finance Committee and the PNB meeting, which I don't think that could work. I mean, if this passes once the NFC meets and sets its own agenda, and the PNB will set its own agenda. So, I mean, I know you've been waiting for... But anyway.
Okay. Next person on the stack.
Serene, and this is speaking to Serene's amendment.
Okay, first of all, is there anyone who hasn't spoken to Serene's amendment? Can we hear that person?
We have Janet Cien out again.
Well, I really had a point
I'm sorry,
of information.
Has she been recognized?
I think that Serene's spoken about 14 times.
So are you asking to get... I just request anyone who hasn't spoken if they want to go on the stack.
I guess the miracle is slowly ebbing.
I'm sorry. Has she been recognized? Point of order.
I'm asking any board member that hasn't spoken on this
right,
item.
Right, but has she been recognized? Is my question.
I'm about to recognize.
Okay, because she's already been speaking.
All right. So, Janet Cole.
My question is, and I support what Janet Coburn just said, and I do support not passing that amendment, but I do want to know with a little more clarity what the financial implications are to Pacifica. How much money is involved with all five stations?
$300,000.
How much? $200,000 all with all five stations. $300,000 would be credited to the stations for all the sub carriers, and that is the correct word, sub carriers.
Yes.
Per year? Per year?
Anyone
or
who hasn't spoken is want to speak to Serene's amendment.
Per year?
Adriana?
I call the question.
Okay. Question has been called. Is there any objection to ending debate on this item? Serene's amendment? There's no objection. Now we go to the vote on Serene's amendment. Does everyone understand what that is?
Yes.
Okay. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Allen.
Allen says no.
Allen votes no. Argueta. Argueta votes yes. Burden. Burden passes. Brazan. Not here. Jim Brown.
Votes yes.
Jim Brown votes yes. Steve Brown.
No.
Steve Brown votes no. Casnave.
Yes.
Casnave votes yes. Coleman.
No.
Coleman votes no. Diaz. Diaz passes. Edward Steekert.
Abstain.
Edward Steekert abstains. Fuentes.
Pass.
Fuentes passes. Coburn votes no. Mark?
Abstain.
Mark abstains. Medina?
I vote yes.
Medina votes yes. Rabin?
Yes.
Rabin votes yes. Ryder?
No.
Ryder votes no. Roberts?
Yes.
Roberts votes yes. Tucker?
No.
Tucker votes no. Wilkinson?
No.
Wilkinson votes no. Burden, you passed? Burden votes no. Diaz, you passed? Diaz. Diaz votes yes. Fuentes, you passed?
Abstain.
Fuentes abstains. Diaz votes no. I have 6 yes, 9 no, 3 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair abstain.
Norman abstains. 6 yes, 9 no, 4 abstentions.
Okay, the amendment fails, and the next item we have is Brian's motion. Does everyone recall or understand what Brian's motion is, or do we need to repeat it?
I have a point of information.
Yes, Serene, what's your point of information?
So I amended the motion, and Brian's reading and argument was to the original motion. So I would like to be clear that it is the amended motion that is being referred. I got a second to the – what?
It is the amended motion. It should be.
No.
Okay, let's hear from the secretary. Mr. Secretary, where are we with this?
Edward Teekert's motion to refer is still on the floor because Robert's motion was a motion to amend Edward Teekert.
Okay.
Am I correct?
Yes.
So now it's a motion to refer.
Okay. I'm sorry. I think she's saying we may have some version problems with the underlying motion.
Right. What I said was what you guys have is the old motion, the original motion from 2013, and that I had changed some of the dates to reflect the passage of time. That's how I began.
Could you identify them?
Yeah. I mean, I don't... Let me ask a parliamentary question. Does it matter which version is being referred? I'm on the NFC. I can make the amendments when we get there. I just want to be clear. Okay, so we'll do it then.
Okay, we're now voting on Brian's motion to refer. Is there any objection? Without objection, motion passes. And the next item on the agenda, where are we?
So that's been tabled. We're now on public public comment.
Oh, we now there, to
there's
public.
Actually no, two
excuse me, so Mr. Chair. We had the issue of Pacifica's clarification of its position on free speech that was supposed to be taken up.
Agenda that we voted on, where are we now?
Okay. Give me 1 second. Could I clarify?
Yes.
Yes, you are correct, Adriana. Your agenda item is up next, but we also need to fit in two public comment sections in the open session. And so right now we should take up the first 10 minutes of the public comment in order to be able to then proceed back to our business and then adjourn by 5:30, which is a time certain. And in between that time, still do another 10 minutes.
No, I'm sorry. That's not. We vote an agenda, and the next item is mine. And then we can open the floor to the...
Okay, we have an agenda. If someone wants to make an adjustment or amendment to that, you can make a motion. I think it requires 2/3, and then we're going to have to move forward.
I have a point of information.
Do I hear... Teresa, what's your point of order?
Chair, I think that you get to decide. Somebody has to decide about when we're going to take public comment.
I just made a decision. We're going to proceed with the agenda unless there's a motion to make adjustments. That's what I just ruled on.
I
don't hear any motion.
Then I move that we go to public comment.
I have a point.
You're moving to go to public comment?
Yes. Yeah.
Is there a second?
Second.
Is there any objection to moving to public comment?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
I have a point of information, please.
What's your point of information?
Okay. We agree. It is 4:13. We agreed to a close at 5:30. How many?
No, we did not. We agreed to adjourning at a time certain at 5:30.
Right, that's what I said.
We have to move on to the evening event, not to go back to close.
No. I didn't say anything about that.
Okay.
No.
Let's not
Brenda,
have it back and forth. So,
I'm
Serene.
Sorry. May I?
Yes, Serene. Could you finish your?
Close the session.
Okay.
We agreed to stop talking stuff at 5:30.
Yes.
Okay. How many public comment sessions do we have? At 10 or 15 minutes?
Both are 2 of them.
Okay. So we just need to stop our business by 5:10. Why can't we just go ahead with the motions in the order that we spent an hour approving them earlier?
But Serene, so we already have a motion on the floor to go to public comment, and it's been seconded. So we're going to have to vote it up or down.
Okay. I'm sorry, that's not discussable?
Is that, I don't know.
Yeah.
You have to call the question first.
So... Okay, please not. We're going to go to a vote on it. I don't think we have time to wait. We can debate all day on it. We're going to go to a vote where we're going to go directly into public comment. If you're in favor of it, vote yes. If not, then vote no. All those in favor of going directly into public comment.
A point of clarification, please.
What's your point of clarification,
Teresa?
Are we
doing both of them together now, or are we doing one now and one later?
What was your intent of your motion, Teresa? Are we doing one or are we doing both?
Let's do both.
Okay, so it's 20 minutes.
So 20 minutes for public session?
Yes.
So that's the motion on the floor. You can vote it up or down. Okay. All those in favor going directly into public comments for 20 minutes, please raise your hand.
Yes.
All those opposed? 3.
Opposed? Please raise your hands. Opposed?
Adriana, Serene, and Benita.
Oh, Serene. Okay.
Any abstentions?
Two abstentions. I have 13 yes, 3 no, 3 abstentions, Chair.
Chair abstain. Okay, we're not going to go directly into...
Point of clarification.
I'm sorry, yes, Rodrigo.
So that means we are going to spend 20 minutes of public comment, and that's it, right?
And then we'll go back to the...
We'll get back, but no more public comment. That's what I'm asking.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.